Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtime with Rich Kimball. On this day, May 13th, 2020, Astrid Kitcher, the German photographer whose early shots of the Beatles helped turn them into icons, dies at the age of 81 after a short illness. While dating the band's original bassist, Stuart Sutcliffe, she cuts his hair into the famous mop-top style that the Beatles became famous for. On this day in 2019, Doris Day, who scored two Billboard Top 10 hits in 1956 with Whatever Will Be and Everybody Loves a Lover, passes away at the age of 97 after contracting pneumonia. Besides making nearly 40 movies, she also recorded more than 600 songs and nearly 30 albums. On this day in 2012, Donald Duck Dunn, bass guitarist for Booker T and the MGs, passes away while touring in Japan at the age of 70. He also played on Otis Redding's Respect and Sam and Dave's Hold On, I'm Coming. On this day in 1981, Joan Weber, who topped the Billboard chart in early 1955 with Let Me Go, Lover, dies of heart failure in a mental institution in Ancora, New Jersey. She is 45. On this day in 1978, after singing background vocals for Eric Clapton's I Shot the Sheriff in 1974, Yvonne Elliman has a Billboard Hot 100 number one hit on her own with If I Can't Have You. On this day in 1971, on his 21st birthday, Stevie Wonder receives his childhood earnings. Despite having made $30 million so far, he was given only $1 million. And on this day, May 13th, 1966, one of the first rock records to use a sitar is released. The single will hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100. What's the song? Who's the band? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, May 13th, 1966, one of the first rock records to use a sitar is released. The single will hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 and number one in their native England. Here are the Rolling Stones with Painted Black.
Dressed in their summer clothes.